Echoes of the analog age, early fears about new technologies and youth. Long before the endless scroll of TikTok or the instantaneous connections of X, humanity has grappled with the dawning of new communication technologies and their perceived impact on the impressionable minds of the young. While today we speak of social media, the anxieties it engenders are not entirely novel. They are, in fact, echoes of debates that have reverberated through the latter half of the 20th century, fueled by the advent of television, the rise of early online forums, and other communication marvels that promised connection but also whispered of peril. The unsettling glow of the television set. As television sets began to proliferate in homes across America and Europe in the mid-20th century, a palpable unease settled over many parents and educators. This wasn't just about the amount of time children were spending in front of the flickering screen. It was about what they were seeing and how it might shape their developing brains. Concerns ranged from the passive consumption of content leading to intellectual laziness, to the exposure to violence, advertising, and even the perceived erosion of traditional family values. Think of the mid-1950s. Saturday mornings, once filled with the sounds of children playing outdoors, were increasingly dominated by the lure of cartoon characters and live-action shows. Critics lamented that these programs were overstimulating, filled with simplistic plots and aggressive humor, potentially dulling children's imaginations and their ability to engage with more complex activities like reading or creative play. Dr. Frederick Wertham's controversial 1954 book, Seduction of the Innocent, though focused on comic books, captured the broader zeitgeist of parental anxiety. It argued that the graphic content of comics was corrupting youth. While television programming wasn't always as overtly graphic, the underlying fear was similar. That unregulated, mass-produced media was a siren song, luring young minds away from virtue and towards vice. The dawn of the digital frontier, early internet forums. Fast forward a few decades, and the landscape of communication began to shift dramatically with the advent of personal computers and the nascent internet. In the 1980s and early 1990s, before the World Wide Web became a household name, online communities began to form on bulletin board systems, BBS, and early internet forums. These were the digital ancestors of today's social media platforms. For young people, these forums offered unprecedented access to information and connection with peers who shared niche interests. However, they also presented a new set of concerns for adults. The anonymity afforded by these platforms was a double-edged sword. It allowed for open discussion and the sharing of ideas, but it also created a breeding ground for cyberbullying, the spread of misinformation, and exposure to inappropriate content. Imagine a teenager in 1993, logging onto a local BBS. They might be exploring discussions on their favorite music or gaming, but lurking in other threads could be unmoderated conversations, potentially containing hate speech or exploitative material. The digital world, unlike the tangible world of television, felt vast and largely unpoliced, making parental supervision a daunting challenge. Concerns about stranger danger took on a new, virtual dimension. Parents worried about their children being contacted by predatory individuals who could easily mask their true identities. The speed at which information and influence could spread online was also a source of anxiety, reminiscent of the fears surrounding television's pervasive reach. The persistence of fear. The common thread weaving through these historical anxieties is the perceived vulnerability of youth in the face of new, rapidly evolving communication technologies. Each new medium, from the printed word to the telegraph, the radio, television, and early internet, has been met with a mix of excitement and trepidation. The core concerns often revolve around information overload and passive consumption. The fear that too much information, or information presented in a way that requires little critical engagement, can stunt intellectual growth. Exposure to harmful content. Worries about violence, misinformation, and inappropriate material corrupting young minds. Erosion of social skills and real-world connection. The concern that digital or mediated interactions might replace valuable face-to-face communication and community building. anonymity and its discontents. The challenges of maintaining safety and accountability in online spaces where identities can be easily obscured. While the specific technologies have changed, the clunky television set has been replaced by the smartphone, and BBS boards by intricate social networks, the underlying human concerns about protecting the young from the potential downsides of these powerful new tools of connection persist. Understanding these historical echoes helps us contextualize the current debates surrounding social media, reminding us that navigating the digital age requires not just technological advancement, but a continuous, thoughtful engagement with its human impact, especially on the next generation.